This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Hi, I'm Abby.
And I'm Amy.
And this is the AA Meeting, the podcast where we talk a lot of shit and sometimes people listen.
Yeah.
That's the new jingle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. No, you know what it's missing?
What?
Whoa!
If you guys have seen that video of Fergie doing the one-headed walkover, you know what's up. Then you've seen, you've like witnessed real talent.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
Episode 48.
I know.
We're getting closer and closer to 50, the half century.
A really big, I was going to say landmark, milestone. I don't know how they're similar.
A big venue.
Yeah. Will be. You know.
Yeah.
And we're just as excited to see what the episode is as you guys are.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
Should we get straight into it?
Yeah, let's just go in.
Yeah.
Yeah. No need to, you know.
Yeah. No beating around the bush.
Yeah, pussyfooting around
None of that. Just straight in.
Yeah, right in.
Right in.
Shave that bush.
Okay. Then shall we?
Yep.
Roll.
Whoa! That was good. Roll the intro.
Welcome to my up home. I'm Lil Shorty. These my hoes. This is how we run this shit. Piss Olympics. Let's go.
So Abby,
mm-hmm.
We're free.
I know. I feel like I'm fresh out of jail.
Yeah, it's a bit strange.
Pimped out. Ready
to
go.
To the max.
Yeah.
Right. It was Freedom Week this week.
Yes.
Here in Sydney. Not like fully, we're not like out in the clubs and stuff, but like we are allowed out of our houses, which is refreshing.
Yeah, which is like so weird.
It is really strange.
Like I feel like I'm doing something illegal.
Yeah, me too.
And it's overwhelming.
Yeah.
And like I'm scared.
And there are so many, I feel like there are more people in Sydney than usual, like because I'm just not used to being around lots of people.
Yeah, exactly.
But we went out last night for the first time since July.
Yes, Saturday night out on the town.
On the town. Where did we go?
We went down to Darling Harbour,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, we're not really the biggest fan of in the past.
No.
But it was the only place that would accept us because everywhere else was booked out.
Yeah, I don't know. We didn't even like, I don't know about you, but it did not even cross my mind that we would have to book.
Yeah.
Until, like, I think Yaz said it or something a few days ago.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, yeah, true. And everywhere was already booked out. Like, people must have booked as soon as they heard about Freedom Day, which is, like, the smart thing to do. It just didn't even cross my mind. Like, I thought everywhere would just be walk-ins and we'd be fine.
Yeah, I didn't
I was incorrect.
Anyway, so we had a really great time down there.
Mm-hmm.
It was pumping.
There were a lot of people around.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool. Except, okay, no, here's my one constructive criticism for Darling Harbour and Freedom Week. Cargo Bar, if you know, you know, was charging $20 entry to sit down and drink. Surely that's not legal.
There was an illegal mosh pit happening.
An illegal mosh pit, but like surely you can't charge $20 and have an illegal mosh pit.
Yeah, you know what? It's because like, you know, they're not supposed to charge entry for bars.
Yeah.
And it's called Cargo Bar.
Yeah.
And because there's no club situation, I was very surprised that they were like charging.
Yeah.
And I think it's just because they were pumping and they had a mosh pit. So they were like, yeah, we're going to charge because people will come into the mosh pit and and have a little fun illegal time.
But there were like cops walking around.
They looked in cargo. They didn't give a shit.
No, no one cared.
Oh, God.
And I know, I'm pretty sure you are allowed to stand up and dance outside and they are
I don't think dance I think it's stand and drink
right but like there is rules on how many people, and like you're supposed to still be socially distanced and whatever. Mm-hmm. It was a full on mosh pit,
and because it's like indoor outdoor, like they're literally together, indoor outdoor, because the doors like move, and the DJ is like right next to the outdoor area. Yeah. So like everyone was just moshing. Oh, it's god! Nuts. But I was really nervous all night. I didn't like mentally prepare myself for drunk people.
Yeah.
Like I haven't been around that many drunk people in a very long time. And like you forget how just the mannerisms that they have. Yeah. And like how forward and like confident is the wrong word, but do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and like I feel like because I mean, I don't know about you, but because I haven't been around drunk people in so long, I wasn't as like, oh, I need to be safe around these drunk people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I wasn't like oh, safety.
Yeah, because I'm just not used to thinking that way now.
Yeah.
So it was interesting. And they were just like, I mean, Darling Harbour is just a mixed bag of people anyway.
Yeah.
Like you'll get 16-year-olds sitting on the wharf who can't get in. And then you've also got 45-year-old men starting fist fights next to them. But it was good. Loved it. Happy to be there. I am feeling a little bit this morning, but I don't think I'm hungover. I think I'm just exhausted because I'm so out of practice.
Yeah, that's what we were saying when we were like walking back afterwards. We were like, literally, I need to like get my endurance up. Like I need to train.
Yeah.
I'm not ready for December 1st when the clubs open because like I don't know if I can do that.
It's an Olympic sport.
Yeah, I need to actually train. I need to start running and drinking at the same time.
Agreed.
To build up my strength.
Because what time did we leave the house? Like 8 o'clock or something?
Yeah.
And then we were home at what, 12?
No, like 1:32.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So well, we weren't out that long. And it's not like we were like dancing or like we sat down and had some drinks. And I am exhausted.
Me too. I actually have bags. Like, can you see how it's like dark here?
No, but...
Oh, I have bags today.
Yeah.
They're designer, but they're still bags.
I genuinely feel like a proper sack of shit today. Oh,
it's kind of sad. Anyway, terrible. Whatever, moving on.
That's real.
So, like, things that hit different at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Will that shit be hitting different?
Are we talking 3 a.m. you're drunk or just 3 a.m. is a time to realize?
3 a.m.
Yeah.
Thing.
Okay, well, starting with the drunk one, Macca's fries. I don't care if they're shitty and they've been sitting there for 6 hours. They hit different at 3 a.m. Oh,
the 3 a.m. fries, the soggier, the better.
Yeah.
When they're like, when you pick up the fry and the whole fry, like gravity just like, and it goes down, like that's the best chip you're ever going to eat.
Yeah, at 3 a.m. strictly. Yeah. If I ate one of them now, I'd vom.
Literally.
What else is lovely at 3 a.m.?
That... You up message.
Sending it or receiving it?
Both.
Yeah, fair. It does hit different at 3 a.m. I feel like if you got that at 12, you'd be like, I mean,
you'd be like, I am up.
Yeah, 11 a.m. you'd be like, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you not?
Yeah.
Yeah, good one.
Yeah.
I feel like this isn't just when you're drunk. All music hits different at 3 a.m.
Oh, yeah, agreed.
Just sounds better.
And it always sounds better when you don't know what song's coming next.
Yeah.
You know? And, like, because, you know, when you're in the car and you're playing your music and, like, you kind of know your playlist. So you're like, oh, this song. But, like, when you don't know what song's coming on next and then they start playing Upper Bottom Jeans, Boots with the Fur.
Yeah. It hits different.
You got to drop it low because it hits different.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else hits different at 3 a.m.
You know, like a little slight segue from the drunky times, just like Paranormal Activity hits different at 3 a.m.
It does.
It happens.
Yeah, fair. Yeah. That's good. What's witching hour?
3.
Is it 3 a.m.?
Yeah,
okay, so there you go.
Yeah. And whenever it's 3 a.m. like I'm scared.
Yeah. And you spend a lot of 3 a.m.s awake.
Yeah.
So
literally. And a lot of them sober as well. Yeah. Like because I just can't sleep at night sometimes. And like literally 3 a.m. scary. Like 2 a.m. I'm on TikTok. I'm like, it's fine. I'm living my best life. As soon as it hits 3, I'm like, I need to go to bed because I will be possessed in my sleep.
Fair.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Oh, kind of going along with, well, not really going along with that, but like with being up and being sober. Chores and things seem easier at 3 a.m. Like for some reason, if I'm awake that late, which is rare, but if I am, I have newfound motivation. Productivity is at an all-time high. Like, I'll clean my room at 3 a.m. quicker than I could ever do it at 11 a.m.
Really?
Yeah.
I find it quite the opposite. Oh, my 3 a.m. is like, that's procrastination time.
Oh.
That's like, I'm in the middle of cleaning out my whole room, but then I find my Nintendo DS from 2012 and I play it for half an hour.
Yeah, fair, you know? Fair. Excuse me. Do you have any other ones?
Nah, I don't think so. Have you?
I'm sure there's plenty.
You guys should let us know what things hit different at 3 a.m.
Yeah. People always talk about that, like, they talk about it with beers, but, like, beers hitting different depending on the time.
Oh, true. Like, oh, you drinks know what's good? 3 a.m. shower.
Yeah.
I love, like, late night showers because I feel, like, forbidden.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I'm the only one awake cleaning myself. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
3 a.m. snacks in general, like, from the fridge.
Well, the 3 a.m. calories don't count.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they do hit different.
Yeah. They go straight to the thighs.
They hit the thighs different. Yeah.
Damn.
Any other ones?
Nah, I don't know any others.
I'll probably think of 12 more later and be like, damn it.
Yeah, anyway. True.
So, moving right along, I'm sure you've all heard of Squid Game, this TV show that's like ridiculously viral. Abby, I know you haven't watched it.
I still haven't seen it. And it's just because I'm nervous.
Why? Because of the hype?
No, I just don't like watching new things.
Yeah. Yeah, you have said that before. Abby will watch the same movie 15 times.
Yeah. And at the moment, I'm rewatching Friends.
Yeah.
Like, I'm on season 2. I only started, like, the other day. And I've honestly watched Friends, like, all the way through at least, like, 15 to 20 times. I just don't like watching new things. And especially because Squid Games is, like, it's not scary, but, like, I don't know, like, what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah. But I also hate spoilers.
Yeah.
So I don't want to know what's going to happen, but I do want to know what's going to happen so I can prepare myself for it, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm just nervous to watch it and I don't want to watch it by myself.
Yeah, fair. I've spoken to people who, like, I think everyone has a very different opinion on it. I loved it, but I watched it before, like, I didn't expect anything. It just, like, came up on Netflix and I was looking for something to watch and I was like, oh, I'll watch this. And then I thought it was really great because I wasn't expecting it to be great.
Yeah.
And there are, like, twists and stuff that people talk about and I didn't know that there was going to be a twist, you know? Yeah. Whereas Yaz finished it yesterday and she said she wasn't that big of a fan, I think because it's been so hyped up. And so she's like...
Well, it's the number one show on Netflix of all time.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think you would expect, like... something amazing, you know what I mean? Anyway, but even if you haven't watched it, I'm sure that you know what it's about. Basically, a whole lot of people who are, like, super financially unstable, on the brink of, like, homelessness and whatever, go into this game and get told that if they pass all 6 rounds of this game, then they win this prize money and it's enough money to, like, set them up for life and set their kids up and they'll be fine.
Can only one person win?
They don't tell you at the start.
Right.
And, like, that's all these people get told. And then they go into the first game and it's a whole lot of, like, kids games, like games that they played in the playground when they were younger. And then it turns out that they, if you lose the game, you die, like they shoot you. So got me thinking, they were all based on, like, Korean kids games, right? If Squid Game was in Australia, what games would they be playing?
Well, that's fun.
It is fun.
Yeah.
I feel like Bull Rush is a good place to start because they do Red Light, Green Light first, which is like, what's the time, Mr. Wolf?
Yeah.
But I feel like Bull Rush is better.
Bull Rush is a stressful game.
It is a stressful game.
Yeah.
Or even what's Dodgeball?
Ooh.
I know that's not like just Australian, but like that would be, and they could have like spikes on the ball or something and that's how you die.
Oh, that's a terrible death.
What else? What did we play when we were younger?
Stuck in the Mud.
Yeah, good one.
I love that game.
Mm.
44 Home.
44 Home. Oh, my.
With the tree.
Gosh. Did you ever play Flashlight?
We, like, called it Spotlight.
Spotlight. Yeah. Like when you'd go camping with and stuff. We'd do it. Yeah, that was so a good scary. One.
Did you play Sardines?
Yeah, you'd have to find someone to hide with them.
Yeah. And then when you're all together and someone's still looking for you, you're like, Sardines!
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah.
What else? What was that one? And you have, is it just called elastics? And you have the really long elastic on your feet and two people are over there. One person's over there with the elastics. And that this person jumps in between them. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember the elastics around the feet, but like, what was the purpose of that?
You like sung a song and jumped or something. And on, did you like England on the rails and you jump on the elastics? Does that ring a bell?
You jump on the elastic. Yes, yes, yeah. Yes.
It was like England, Ireland, Scotland, Wales, inside, outside, on the rail. That was it.
Oh my God.
I don't know how you die from that.
And you had to go like, your feet had to go up and over the things. Yeah, and then, yeah. Oh my God.
You know what else would be good for Squid Game?
What?
Handball.
Oh.
Handball goes off in Australia.
Yo, I have a story about handball.
Tell us.
Okay. Handball got banned from my primary school.
Why?
Because, okay, so you know how like you go through a phase, like, every single literal friend group in my primary school played handball at lunch.
Yeah.
And recess. And it was literally like a phase for like 6 months. Everyone played. And there was like all these different courts. Like you would try and get out of classroom the quickest so that you could get the best courts, court. Yeah. Anyway, they had to ban it because this one boy, I'm going to call him out Declan.
Declan, if you're watching.
And his mum was like the music teacher.
Ah.
Oh, my tummy's rumbling. And so he was like kind of weird. He was tall, glasses, like lanky.
He's watching you here and you're like, yeah, he was a bit of a loser. Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm sure he's not anymore.
He had a handball and we were using his handball. Anyway, he got out and another girl. Did you used to play one versus one or four?
Usually four, yeah. Unless there was no one else. Yeah,
so he got out. And then, like, the line to get into the game, like, you'd wait in the line for the whole of lunchtime. Yeah. It'd be 45 minutes and you're still, like,
yeah,
towards the end of the line. Anyway, he got out and he was like, no, it's my handball. You got to let me stay in. And then this one girl who was in as well, and she was in Aces or something like that.
Right.
And she was like, no, you're out. I got you out. Anyway, things escalated. He ended up strangling her to take his ball back. And then handball got cancelled. Oh, no, cancelled. Yeah, well, it was cancelled, cancel culture. But yeah, it got banned.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I don't think it should have been banned. I think it should just have been banned for Declan.
But he had the handball.
Surely someone else could get a handball. That's wild.
Yeah, because he like got out and he was like, but give me, okay, I'm out, so then give me my ball back. And she was like, no, you're out for that. And he was like,
oh my God.
I remember being in the line eating my lunch like.
That is next level.
But it wasn't like in a headlock, like, you know, like, yeah, it was
just like grabbed her.
Yeah, it was like.
Still, that is, Declan had some things he needed to work through.
Yeah.
Declan needs to work on himself, yeah, a little bit.
Well, he just didn't have an output for his anger.
Yeah.
I think handball was his output.
But right. And he couldn't do it.
No.
And he got angry.
Yeah.
I was also thinking about just then, like, did you used to do ball games? Like competitive, yes, ball games?
We used to actually compete against other schools.
So did we.
In fucking ball games.
And you had to like.
And we would train.
Yeah.
And like audition.
That's audition, what I was about to say.
Word. What's, yeah, it? That's a dance.
Try out,
yeah.
I think. I was about to say auditions too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had to try out to be on the ball games team.
Yeah. And there was different ball games.
Yeah.
And you had to try out for each of them. And like you might be good at one of them. And so you're only in one ball game team.
Yeah.
But like some of the elite kids were in like all the ball games.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Tunnel ball.
That was my favorite.
Yeah.
Well, and there's over under or whatever that was.
Yes.
That's a good one.
Oh my gosh.
What else was
we there? We literally trained for weeks for, yeah, that. And like my school, like I've told you guys about my primary school, and like we literally didn't have subjects at school. We would just play on the oval all day and just do sports.
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh, excuse me. And so we would literally like, it's not like we would just train during PE class. Like we'd get to school at 9 o'clock and we'd start training for ball games all the way through to like 3 p.m.
That is, I was about to say, we used to have to like, if you're on the ball games team, you would have to come early and like train before school.
Oh, no, we trained. That was our school.
That is wild.
And then we would have like extra rehearsal. No, oh my God, rehearsals. We're so like dances. What are they called? Extra
practices?
Practice.
Training sessions?
Training. Yeah, something like that.
I don't know.
We would have those and stuff. Like, oh my God, ball, yeah, games were serious.
We probably would have, I mean, you were a year above me, but like we probably were at the same ball game tournaments. Is that what they're called? And you used to win like ribbons and stuff for it.
Yeah. And then they'd like, you'd like pin it on your sports uniform, yeah. And you'd like go back to school on the bus, and like all the other like nerdy kids who weren't on the ball games team who weren't like athletic enough, you're like looking up, you're like, look at my ribbon, we won.
Oh my God. That just unlocked a memory I forgot
those
I had.
Were the times.
Yeah. What else was there? I swear there were heaps of ball games. Tunnel ball, over under, whatever that was called. There was one, I think, where you stood opposite people. It was like zigzag or something.
What was the point of these ball games?
I have no, like, why did it have to be competitive? Fair enough if you play them in PE, but like they made kids, like they pinned kids
burst
against each other.
Yes, yeah. Different schools. It's not even like it was cross country and it was district, so you were versing different.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
It's ball games.
You're pushing a ball under your legs.
Like making a tunnel.
In a tunnel.
And you remember when like someone would fuck it up and like someone would do the tunnel ball, but it would like hit someone else's ankle.
And it would go out, yeah.
And everyone would be like, oh, idiot. Oh my God.
It was so serious.
Yeah, and you were like, what are you doing? Run. And you'd have to like run and get it and then start it again. And like, oh, just the shame that you would carry.
Yeah.
It's like the weight of the world on your shoulders for the rest of the day. Knowing that you cost the team tunnel ball.
Tunnel ball. That's so funny. Are there any other kids games that we could play on Squid Game? Imagine playing tunnel ball on Squid. You die if it goes out. Like, that's how serious it is.
Your whole team's like, no. It's like machete. Wait, that's just giving me an idea. Like, we should do ball game drinking Olympic thing. Like, we should do tournaments.
That's a good idea. We'll have to
figure
out
roll the vodka bottle.
Yeah, we have to figure out what the other ball games are.
Yeah.
That is so
Can
funny.
You guys let us know if you played ball games or if that was like a Queensland thing?
That's what I was about to say. Is that a thing everywhere? Because that just seems...
Maybe it's like a Gold Coast thing.
It could be.
I doubt that like the elite private schools in Brisbane were playing ball games.
Yeah. And it was only like... I mean, unless like the elite schools had their own... You know how like inter-school sport, like the more posh schools would like play against
each other
and then the... Darrow schools play against each other. Like maybe they had their own tournament.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know. Anyway, any other games?
Do you used to play Kahoot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But only in like high school. Like I don't know if it was a thing yet in prim- or maybe it was and
I
my school
it
just
in
didn't do it.
Middle. So like year 7.
Actually, I think in primary school there was a class that played it, but my class wasn't. I was always in the class with like the mean teacher
who, not the fun one.
Yeah, wouldn't let you have any free time and whatever. Like I always got that teacher.
I always had the fun teacher.
It's unfair. I think
just
I used to like complain to my mom about it because every year they'd be like that class. So like when I was in year 4, there was a class that would watch an episode of Round the Twist every day, every single day. That's how they would end their thing, and you would hear the music from next door and you're there doing math. Like, and I used to complain to my mum and be like, I just don't understand. And mum would be like, oh, it's because they know that you'll like, you won't complain. I'm like, but I am complaining.
Lol.
Anyway, lovely. Let us know if you have any other kids games you used to play that would be good for Squid Game, or just that like unlock a memory that you didn't know you had, because it's all rushing back. Anyway, would you like to move right along?
Yeah. So we got a message from Sarah.
Sarah.
I said wrong. And you know what's funny? She's not the first person who said this to me. So she sent us an art of this chick's TikTok. This chick is like TikTok famous. She has like 200K or something like that. And people say that like she looks like you.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay, I have no idea what this is about, by the way.
And she literally was like, you guys should like look up her and like look at it on the podcast. It's so funny, blah, blah, blah. I kind of see it. It's like this, it's like from eyebrows to the chin that looks like you. But what's funny is like that's the part that looks like you, and then the rest of it like looks like me.
It's like our baby.
So it's like a combination of us.
Wow, I'm excited. Okay. What's her name?
Her username is mross00.
Okay.
So let me just look it up on TikTok. But yeah, I've had two other people message me a TikTok saying, oh my God, this looks like Amy, or like, this looks like you and Amy put together. It's happened to me twice. Wow,
that's really funny. I thought it was going to be, there's one girl I sent you like ages ago who does like singing videos and she had a bun and I swear to God, I thought it was you. I thought it was going to be that girl. I'm excited.
Let me choose a TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the thing is, Shirley looks like you and me when she's like done up.
Okay.
So the beginning of the TikTok, you'll be like, what? And then afterwards you'll be like, oh, wow. Okay. You react to it.
That's weird.
Don't you think that looks like your face?
I kind of see. It's because she's got like small features. You know what I mean? But then you're right. The rest is you. Like she's got like the bangs and the dark hair and she looks like she's tall. And oh my God.
Do you want to watch another one?
Yes, please. That's so weird. I don't think we have the same mouth. But like I think our
nose
and
but
eyes
like,
are similar.
This one, that really does. This is the one that I got sent me twice.
That is really bizarre.
Wait, I want to see the two of you next to each other. Oh, fuck.
I see it a little bit. Like, I don't think I would, like, look at her and be like, oh, my God, that's me. But, like, because you've said it, I can see similarities.
It looks like you, Amy. You have the same nose. Go like this. Yeah, you have the same nose. She's just got bigger lips. But yeah. You have the same mouth. The same
that's
eyes.
So weird. I think a similar face shape.
The same face shape.
Yeah. That is so funny. But then like.
But then from the eyebrows up is me.
Yeah. That is bizarre. We should be friends with her. Imagine we get her on the podcast. She sits there. That would be weird, huh?
When worlds collide.
It would be like an ombre of us.
Literally. Isn't that crazy?
That is nuts.
If you guys want to check it out, go on TikTok and look up the girl. Her name's Emily Ross. It's EMROSS00. And she's our child.
That is crazy. We need to become, where does she live? We need to become friends with her.
Probably like America or something. Yeah.
Is it written up here? Oh no, she's Aussie.
Oh, what? Where? Sydney?
No, it just has the Australian flag and 20, but let me look up her
Instagram.
Oh my God, guys, we're going to be best friends. Beep, beep. I think she's in Adelaide.
Oh.
Yeah, she is. But like, oh yeah, that's so funny.
Isn't that crazy?
That is nuts. There you go. We have a shared doppelganger. Who would have thought?
We have a love child.
We have a love child. Speaking of love, sticky dates.
Ooh, not so much love.
Oh, okay.
Just Tinder.
Okay. Guys, don't forget to keep sending in your sticky date stories. I know that we've had some pretty wild ones and maybe you're thinking, I don't know if I can compete with that, but like if you're harboring the best sticky date in the world and you haven't shared it with us yet, then that is just selfish.
Mm. Or even if it's not the best in the world, but it's just like funny or
but the world deserves to hear it. Yeah.
Then
don't
then
hide
just,
it
like, shoot it over to us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, right, this one's anonymous.
Okay.
So this was sent last week.
Okay.
So he goes, hey girls, this doesn't quite beat last week, but it was one of the most awkward Tinder moments I've had. Okay.
I love that. Always starts with the Tinder.
I know.
It's never like I was on Hinge, you know? It's always like Tinder. Yeah.
Or like I met this person at the grocery store.
No, Tinder.
Yeah. Anyway. I matched with this girl and talked to her for a few days and she comes over and we're watching a movie and we're chatting and it comes up in conversation that she knows me and my friends and went to high school with me, but I had never seen or heard of her in my life. My high school was quite big, But I was taken completely off guard and shocked that she'd taken classes with my friends and knew who I was. And I'm still unsure if I've ever spoken to her before. Mm. But regardless, I quickly moved the conversation away. And we had graduated a while ago, so like it was kind of irrelevant. As things started to escalate, she stops me and she says that she hasn't done anything like that before and she didn't really want to, which didn't bother me. But she had implied through messages that's what she was coming over for.
Right.
But I was fine with it. And then her sister called her asking where she was and what she was doing. And she told a stranger to me exactly where. I don't know what the fuck that means.
She told
a stranger to me exactly where.
Oh, yeah, so she told the sister, who was a stranger to him, exactly where she probably gave the address.
The next part is I live.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. So to him, the sister's a stranger, mm-hmm. and she told a stranger to me exactly where I live, which... Okay, sorry, guys, if I'm, like, really struggling, I'm not going to call out the person because he wants to be anonymous, but, like, babes, you have not one bit of punctuation and I'm on struggle street. I like told her where I live, which she then promptly left after. And later that night, she messaged me saying that she was looking for a relationship.
What?
After meeting me once, I was a bit taken back and told her that I wasn't. And then she blocked me. So I assumed that wasn't the right answer. And that's the end of that. Anyway, he does have another one.
Okay.
He wanted to share too.
Wait, so did we ever find out if they knew each other from high school or no?
No. Anyway, he goes, I do have another one, which is not so sticky, but once again, went out on a Tinder date.
Mm-hmm. I don't think Tinder's for you. I don't. No. I'm sorry.
I said that, Tim. I said Tinder's really working out well, hey. Maybe try something else.
Hinge, babes. Bumble?
Hinge. If you're famous, Raya. Okay, so he went on this Tinder date and he was a bit nervous and he had a few too many drinks and was a bit chatty.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not quite sure what I said for the time, but it seemed to go well enough.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't end up seeing each other again and she shortly after started dating someone else, but has messaged me a fair few times asking if I could sell her some disco biscuits, which I don't do and never have. So have repeatedly told her no, and yet she still asks. I'm very unsure what the hell I said to give her that assumption. And then he goes, even if I don't get on the podcast, I love the podcast, girls.
Oh, that's lovely. Okay, so he's been spinning a yarn. I'm about to ask a dumb question, but are disco biscuits some kind of drug?
I assume that they're like space cakes.
Right, okay.
Which is, you know what that is? Like brownies.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to Google it.
Yeah.
Oh, no, sorry, it's ecstasy.
Oh, what the hell was he talking about then?
Hang on. Urban Dictionary is like my best friend.
Oh, me too. Agreed. Yeah.
So for everyone listening.
If you also don't know what disco biscuits are.
Disco biscuit. For us old timers who were around during the time of disco before MDMA, disco biscuits is another name for ecstasy.
Right.
It also means when you expose your tits.
Okay. Well, I don't think that's what she was asking. Oh,
another
for.
Name for drug. I think it's ecstasy.
Right. Okay. So he's told her that he's a disco biscuit dealer. Apparently.
Yeah. So he said that he was having a bit, he was nervous. Okay. Let's break it down. He's nervous. So he had a couple drinks to calm his nerves.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know what he was drinking.
Yeah.
Because he sounds like he gained the gift of the gab.
Yeah.
And, you know, told everyone around town he was a dealer.
Maybe he just said that he has dabbled with the disco biscuits. And maybe. She was like, well, where do you get them from? You know, like, can you hook me up with whoever you're getting them from?
Yeah.
Potentially. But either way, that's hilarious.
He's been through a lot.
He has.
Tinder's not for him.
Tinder is not for you, my friend.
Lockdown's over. I don't know if he's Sydney-based, but lockdown's over. Meet a nice girl. Actually, whoa, I just fully blanked for a second. I was going to say meet a nice girl out, but, like, you're never going to meet a nice person out.
You won't meet the love of your life in a club.
Like, think about what Ed Sheeran said.
What did Ed Sheeran say?
He said the club isn't the best place to find a lover.
Yeah, true. Guy Sebastian said, I never thought I'd fall in love in a club.
Yeah.
And then he did, but I don't think it worked out for him, so.
Well, it's because, like, that was a more of a euphoric moment where she walked in and it was like the lights were on her and she was like she was sent from the angels.
Yeah.
And he was like, who's that girl that's just walked in the club?
Yeah.
And then Fergie was like, whoa! But yeah, maybe like me to try and meet someone else a little bit more traditionally.
Oh yeah.
On the street.
I don't think that the dating apps are for you, my friend. Do we have any other sticky dates today?
Yeah, we got another one which isn't so sticky, more like a advicey type.
Alrighty.
Sticky date that I thought we'd just like throw in there.
Just for funsies.
All right. So this is from Alyssa. And Alyssa wants to know. She goes, hey, I love your YouTube/podcast. We love you too. And then she goes, I love you to hear. So we love you again. I'd love to hear you guys' opinion on the next video.
Okay.
One of your best friends or close friends going after an ex 24 hours after you guys break it off. Or if you were talking to a guy for months and then your friend's going for him and then they hang out together, just the two of them. Do you think that's right or wrong?
That's not okay. Right?
Yeah, it's kind of self-explanatory.
Like,
that's not okay.
If it was you, and I'd been either dating someone or talking to someone for a long time and then you just like switch, I would feel weird about that, you know?
Well, I just wouldn't do that.
No, I know. But like, I don't think that that's okay.
No.
No. Especially 24 hours.
Yeah.
I think it would depend on how serious I was about him to then, you know what I mean? Like, if you came to me and were like, Amy, look, I think I want to give it another go with such and such. Then if I was like truly madly deeply in love with him and so heartbroken about it, then I'd be like, hey, I don't think that's okay because I don't really want him coming here and like hanging out with you and I just have to cry in my room. You know what I mean? But if I was like, oh, yeah, whatever, it wasn't meant to be for us, then, like, maybe that's fine. It would depend on the situation.
The friend group.
Yeah, yeah, it's can go next.
Yeah. Well, like, he'd already know the address. So
yeah,
like,
true. That is true.
He'd probably have a quick way to get there, dodging traffic, you know.
What's the time limit for it to be okay? Like, say I dated someone. Oh, no, actually, let's do it the other way around.
Yeah, can we reverse roles? So I'm not always, like, the bad guy.
You say you dated someone and then I was keen, but like, what if it was like 3 years later?
I think it would still depend on the situation of me dating them.
Yeah, how serious,
like how
it
serious
was
it was, and like if we were just dating, then like, I want you to be happy, and if that makes you happy, then great. Obviously, I'd be really awkward because we'd be like Eskimo sisters.
Yeah, fair.
But like, yeah. You know?
Yeah, agreed. Is there like a time limit on when it would be okay?
Like,
if you just saw it for a bit.
No, I'm kidding. Like a couple months, like 3 months or something.
Yeah, I agree with that. But like, I think it's just safer if you just avoid that. Like, there are plenty of fish in the sea.
There's literally like 7 billion other people on the planet.
Yeah, just pick someone else.
Just pick someone else. Like, dating your best friend's ex is just like, that's just a no-go. Just don't do it.
And I don't know why you'd want to.
Like, if you really want to. Or his brother, that's probably better.
Yeah, there you go.
Or his dad, I don't know. But, like, just not him.
I just don't understand why you would want to. Like, if I dated someone that you had seen, I would always be like, it's weird because he's kissed Abby. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but it's not even that. It's like, you know him based off what you've told me.
Yeah.
So I know already a lot about him, and like, you know, like you would like vent to me about like, oh my God, I can't believe you did this, or we had this fight, and I'm already aware of all that stuff. Like, why would I want to put myself, I just don't understand that shit.
No, that doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
I would never, and I would feel weird about it.
Yeah. And then like, imagine he's like, he'd like compare you guys.
Yeah.
In everything, even like in bed and stuff.
Yeah, that's a no. That's no from me.
Yep.
No, no, no. Don't shit where you eat.
Yep. Speaking of shit we don't understand.
Shit we don't understand. Very nice. Mm.
This week it was sent in by Grace.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Grace.
Hey, Grace.
Amazing. Oh, Grace. We sung two different songs. And it is, why do we need to do wee-wees when we're nervous?
Mm, mm-hmm. Very nice. I do have the answer right in front of me.
Or so even like just toilet time.
Yeah.
Because some people need to do nervous tutus.
Yeah.
You know? So, my guess is when you're nervous, everything kind of like comes up, you know, like bubbles up, mm-hmm. and your body just needs some way to like expel something, like something needs to come out. And like, what's it going to be? Mm. A vomit or a wee? And so I think it like is a wee.
You're on the right track.
Oh,
with
what part?
About, not, it doesn't like bubble up, but like there's something that triggers.
Is it like pressure somewhere?
Kind of. Keep going with that.
Maybe like when you're nervous, your heart starts beating faster and so it's circulating blood quicker, which is like causing pressure or like inflammation of like something that maybe pushes on your bladder. To make you think you need to wee, it makes you think that it's like full, mm-hmm. but when it's not, it's just like there's pressure, there's something pushing on it.
That's, yeah, kind of, that's a part of it.
Wow.
Something happens that causes your bladder to contract.
And what happens? I'm guessing.
Yeah. But do you want a hint? Or
I'm on the right track?
Yeah.
Contract.
We're looking for like a, like you know this phrase. Something that your body does when you get put in a situation you need to make a
switch. Oh, yeah. It's your fight or flight.
Mm-hmm.
So your bowels are just like, they're like, come on, boys, our time to shine. Let's exit.
Yeah. Pretty much, there's one part in the middle that's a bit more scientific. So your fight or flight response is triggered, which makes something happen in your body scientifically, which then makes your bladder contract
scientifically. Fight or flight. Maybe it like releases some kind of, not endorphins, but like, you know, that kind of thing. Like,
you're so close. Keep going.
Oh fuck. Yes. It like releases pheromones.
Not quite. Let's keep going.
Testosterone.
No.
Estrogen.
No.
Do I know the word?
Yes.
Am I close?
Yes.
Which one was the closest?
Pheromones sounds like it. It's like a general, like, don't think like estrogen specific. Like, it's like, what are all those things called that get released?
I don't know. What does it start with?
H.
Oh, hormones.
Yeah.
Wait, okay, so...
Yeah, put it all together.
So you get nervous, your heart starts pumping, your body's like, what's happening? Fight or flight.
Mm-hmm.
So it releases a shit ton of hormones,
mm-hmm.
which go to the... Is it bladder? Like, or the bowels, or...?
They disrupt the usual hormones, which keep the bladder relaxed, so it causes it to contract. This results in people feeling like they need to...
And you feel like you need to wee.
Mm.
You know, I've heard that you're not supposed to do that wee. Like, when you feel the nervous wee, you're supposed to keep the nervous wee, and, like, you're not supposed to go and... Yeah. What's the word? Exude?
Excrete, yeah.
Yeah, that wee.
Yeah, well, I remember, like... Young when I was younger at like a Stedfords and stuff, I'd be like in the wings and be like, oh, I need to nervous wee, and then you'd get off stage and you don't need to anymore.
Yeah.
Because I don't think you really need to. I think it's just your bladder contracts and your body goes, oh, that's the feeling I get when I need to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So you don't actually really need to wee.
Oh.
But like there probably is a little bit in there if you decide to go.
Yeah.
How's that?
I got it.
Well done. Round of applause. I feel like you've gotten the last couple that you've done. Right?
I always get like parts of it and then I kind of give up. But that one I
got all of it
on my own.
Yeah, well done.
Thanks.
My goodness. We really are moving up in the world. I feel like we are getting more intelligent.
Except I don't remember any of the other things.
Oh, no, me neither. But like we're getting better at guessing, you know what I mean? Like I feel like we make better guesses now. We used to be like because, aliens.
Because they're all similar.
Yeah.
Like it's all either to do with like hormone things, like and the central nervous system. If it's, if we're guessing the something in the body.
Nervous system is always involved.
Or if it's like something to do with like a microwave or something. It's something to do with literally like the waves and like the radiation and like that shit.
Radio frequency always comes up.
Yeah, like all those things happen.
Or supply and demand is always a big one. Yeah.
So basically that's 1, 2, 3 guesses. Yeah. And you can get in the same ballpark of what it is.
Lovely. Question of the podcast.
Yeah, question of the podcast.
If we were in charge of the country again this week.
Just a running theme here.
Yeah, we're just aiming for ScoMo's job. Yeah.
Vote for AA.
And we were to abolish jail. Jail doesn't exist anymore. What would be the punishment for people who commit really bad crimes?
Yeah, so Australia is the worst punishment you have is like life sentence in jail.
Yes, correct. No, so what would we like replace it with?
No. Yeah, what would we replace it with?
So let's think, what were these crimes, like murdering people, like lots of people?
Yeah.
In a really violent way.
Yeah.
Or like children or something.
Yeah, anything that hurts children, animals, or like people, I guess. Anything that hurts people. On purpose.
On purpose, yeah.
Is a terrible person and should what?
It's a bit gruesome, but I reckon we stick a nail under each toenail and make them kick a wall.
Shit.
That's pretty intense. Because
kicking a wall is enough in itself.
Yeah.
So are they continuously doing that for the rest of their life? Or they do it once and it's like, you've learnt your lesson?
No, they're going to need more than one.
Maybe it's like a weekly thing.
Yeah, once a week you have to kick the wall.
It's like every Tuesday, wall kick day.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you all like got to get together and do it.
Yeah, you all got to kick the wall at the same time.
Yeah, and like you're on parole and stuff.
Yeah.
And like so your officer comes, watches you do it, make sure you do it. You have like the ankle bracelet on. Yeah. House arrest.
Yeah, fair. What else do you reckon?
This might be a bit controversial, but they are like isolated in a room and they have to listen to somebody that I used to know on repeat.
That's a good one. We hate that song here.
Really hate it.
It's just like, annoying.
That song is like, no one just likes it.
No.
You either hate it or love it.
Yeah.
And, like, I know more people who love it than hate it. And I'm so confused. Like, how? Why?
I've never liked it.
When?
No.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's a terrible song. You've done a terrible thing. You need to
write
that out.
Maybe they have to become the people that go to the festivals and drain all the shit out of the porta potties.
Ooh.
Because that is genuinely the worst job in the world. Stinks like nothing.
Just festival cleanup.
Yeah, maybe the people who have to like clean up at the festival, like even especially like, the toilets.
Yeah, the toilets enough, but like even like the campgrounds. Imagine all the alcohol everywhere.
Yeah, that's a good one, I think. What else do you reckon?
Okay, this is a bit weird. Don't cancel me, everyone. Maybe they are used for product testing.
Oh, instead donate them to science.
Like, you know, no, not like that, but like, you know, imagine you're like in high school.
Yeah.
And like, you know how you dissect a frog.
Yeah.
It's like, well, today we have Chris. No, not like that. I mean like animal testing makeup.
Yeah.
I thought that animal testing makeup was like a monkey was like sitting in like a massage chair and someone was giving them a pedicure and someone was like putting their hair in pigtails and someone was just putting some lipstick on them.
Yeah, we've talked about this before. I thought that they just like put makeup on animals.
Yeah, I thought like they literally would like put some lipstick on them and like put some blush here, maybe some mascara. You know, they don't do that.
We have talked about this, but I was shocked when you told me. Do you want to tell the people at home what actually happens?
I don't really want to.
Okay, maybe just.
But that's what the jails, the instead of the jail sentence can be.
Yeah, we do.
So we don't test on animals, we test on them.
I do like that.
Yeah.
Maybe for every meal time, they have to sit at a big long table with people eating all their favorite foods, but they can only eat their least favorite food for every single meal for the rest of their life.
And it's cold.
And it's cold.
Like they can never heat it up.
No, it's a bit soggy.
Ew.
It'd be like gruel from Oliver Twist or something. You know what I mean? And everyone else gets to eat like steak and sushi and fun things.
Yeah. I like that.
Mm.
Mm.
They have to listen to Gladys laugh just on repeat.
That's heaven.
Out of a speaker.
That's heaven.
We're glad he's singing.
I'm surprised she wasn't out on Saturday.
I know, we expected to see her.
I really thought I'd actually see her Darling Harbour.
She probably was
out to dinner or something.
Yeah, somewhere.
But Gladys the mistress.
I know, my girl.
I fully expected her to, I like would turn around and she was at the bar doing shots.
She was in the middle of the mosh at Cargo.
Yeah, no, she was the DJ. She had the headphones on. And she was like, everybody fucking jump. And it's like, thinking out loud. Some Ed Sheeran song that she loves.
Oh, I miss Gladys.
I know. And like no one has talked about premieres since she's out.
Yeah.
I feel like every day, all of us at least, would have a conversation about like even like WA premiere, like what's happening, blah, blah, blah. No one gives a shit anymore.
No, well, it's all like serious. Like I've heard people talk about Dominic, but it's all like what he's doing and like it's nothing.
Yeah, but I don't even want to, like it doesn't even faze me anymore.
No. No, now that we're out of lockdown though, like the premieres are irrelevant to our demographic. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
Anyway. I think that's just about all we have today.
Yeah.
I am genuinely about to wet my pants, so.
Ooh. Are you nervous? Is it a nervous week?
It might be a nervous week. No, I think it's a hurting week, so I think it's like an emergency.
Go now or die.
Yeah.
Okay.
So do you want to run us through this?
Yeah. So basically, we love you all. Thank you so much for listening and watching. We have an episode every single Wednesday.
Yes.
And, you know, follow us on things. They're all linked below. Mm-hmm. And send in anything that you guys want. Sticky dates, question of the podcast, all that other shit.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we hope you have a wonderful week and hopefully we'll see you out on the town
soon.
And yeah, we love you and goodbye.
And we'll see you in the next one.
Bye besties and stay sexy. You.
Welcome to my up home. I'm Lil Shorty, these my hoes. This is how we run this shit. Piss Olympics, let's go.